Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspirational Call. We are here as always, and our topic is your breakthrough is in your deliverance on this Sunday morning, as it will be on tonight. So we'll be here at the same place at the same time. I'm sorry, not the same time. It'll be at 8 o'clock p.m., same place, just as we're here right now. So, again, your breakthrough is in your deliverance, and we've talked a lot about this already, and just how it's something that really caught my attention. It just really was just so captivating in throughout the entire message, and it was just talking about how, you know, there has to be bondage of some sort. You know, we don't want to go through the tough stuff. We don't want to go through the things that don't always look good. We don't take time to the word feel, but it's something that we can all relate to. So when we say doesn't feel good, it's really just really something that we have to, you know, keep at the forefront of our minds, because, you know, we have emotions, we have feelings, but we are not to conform to them. So even as we're talking about our breakthrough and our deliverance, we are going to experience those things. We have to have those things in order to get to the breakthrough, to get to the deliverance. So it's so important, so key. As we're talking about this, and just, you know, as we continue to go forward, we want to make sure that we remember that, because we all encounter people that are going through, people that are just, you know, at a place in their life that they really need God to step in to intervene. But it's also important that we remind others that obedience is so important. Obedience is key in order for, you know, God to do the work that he's planned to do in our lives. Now, it's not contingent upon, you know, the things that we say or, you know, how we perceive something, because God is going to do what he, you know, will to do in our life, regardless of. It does not matter. We cannot stop God's plan, and we cannot stop him from moving in our lives, from, you know, giving us that breakthrough, from delivering us, from healing us, and from restoring us. So just, you know, some things that we want to remember, but always, you know, take the time to look around, look on side of us, look back, and really see who it is that stands in the need of, you know, God's healing, God's deliverance, to be restored in the will of God. You know, we all know someone, it may be herself, but a lot of times we want to take the focus off of ourselves and really put it on God and put it back in a place where we are humble enough to help someone else to see what it is that they need to do to grow closer to God. And, you know, one of the things is, I wanted to share that, you know, our breakthrough, it's not something that we sit around and wait for, because, you know, we have to, tells us that faith without, you know, works is dead. So, again, we're not just sitting. We're not just still. We're not just waiting on God to move, and we're not doing anything. So, the Bible tells us that one of the things that's so profound, you know, it's waiting. Or in other words, is God waiting on us to respond in obedience to what he has already commanded and what he has already promised us? And he said that in order to break through, we are to take the first step of faith and remove any barriers. And when we remove those barriers, it's pretty much working hand in hand with God. So again, this is not something that we can do on our own. It's not something that's going to happen because of what we're doing and what we're not doing. So just some things I wanted to share with you all before we really got started. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and go forward in prayer. Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning at this hour to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you always for allowing us to wake up to see another day, dear God. We thank you for the gift of this life, dear Father, and we thank you for just continuing to grace us with your mercy, dear God, with your love. We thank you for your strength, dear Father, and we thank you for just continuing to show us the way that we ought to live this life for you, dear God. We thank you for helping us to be obedient, helping us to submit our lives to you, dear Father, and we ask that as we go forward on this morning, you will just open up our hearts and our minds so that we can be receptive, we can be focused, but we can also receive of you in a way that we can retain everything that we take in, dear Father, and use it to be a blessing to everyone that you place in our path, dear God. At this time, we thank you for the ministry, dear Father. We thank you for our leader. We ask that you would just continue to bless all of us, dear God, and keep us all on the path of righteousness. We thank you and we praise you in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So again, your breakthrough is in your deliverance. And I just shared a few things to, you know, kick us off, keep us going, and in other words, keep us going forward in the right direction, you know, and what God would have us to be going on this morning. And wanted to share, just as we talk about the breakthrough, you know, just some of the things, because, you know, I talked about taking the first step of faith and removing any barriers, but this is something that we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit for. This is not something that we can do in our own strength, on our own. It's not something that we can really take credit for. So one of the things, one of the barriers, if you will, that can stand in the way is our unbelief that God has great plans for our life. So we've talked about that a lot. We doubt, you know, Satan, this is what he wants us to do. So when we conform to that, that's having the wrong mindset, and that can lead us to believe in the wrong things and actually move towards those things that are not right, that, you know, actually move us in the wrong direction. So, again, our belief system is important. You know, what is it that we are believing God for when we talk about the breakthrough? So, in other words, we have to believe in the goodness of God and that he has already willed the breakthrough for our life. You know, and this is a big key as far as when we talk about, you know, walking by faith. You know, it sounds simplistic, but it really does matter as we talk about this, you know, our breakthrough and being delivered. So just something else that I wanted to share with you all, you know, on this morning as we're talking about this powerful topic. Your breakthrough is in your deliverance. So at this time on this morning, I'll go ahead and hand the call over to our leader, Mr. Talius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself.
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Good deal. Did you already open up do the prayer?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. So, yeah, we're talking about your deliverance is in your breakthrough. Okay. Everybody got it?
Yes, sir.
Deliverance and your breakthrough. Important, very important. No. You didn't get that. What is the topic?
Your breakthrough is in your deliverance.
Right, so that's not exactly. Your breakthrough, not your deliverance, is in your deliverance, your breakthrough. Everybody got it?
Yes. Got it.
deliverance, that is what you're being rescued from. You're rescued from danger. You're rescued from bondage. Deliverance. Right? God often rescues his people. He sends his front runners to rescue people, i.e. Moses. Deliverance. Make sense?
It does. Yes, it does.
My thing is, if we don't think that we need to be rescued, who's going to get delivered?
Right.
In other words, if you don't think that you're in bondage, why would you need to be rescued? In other words, if you think that you're okay, why? You ever seen somebody do the same old, same old, same old, same old? The reason is because I think I need to be delivered from this.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. If we don't think that we need to be delivered from sin, we're going to remain the same. We don't have a problem with that.
Yes.
Give an example. Just a small one. And it gets larger than this. If we curse all the time, I'm using that one because I know that's going to kind of make people mad. Like, why you got to say curse? Because everybody can know everybody don't curse. But you don't think that's a problem? Here's a problem. I just said it. We curse. We don't see a problem with that. Because ain't nothing wrong with a little white lie, a little small curse, right, Mr. Carr? And if we don't see nothing wrong with it, why would I need to be delivered from something I don't see nothing wrong with? But remember, the Bible says that, you know, he clearly draws out and tells us to lean not to our own understanding, but to every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what is bondage until we know what is God. In other words, we wouldn't know what is good what is wrong until we know what is right. You remember the Bible did say, in the last days, I love when it says that, in the last days, men will view wrong as right and right as wrong.
Yes.
This is why we can celebrate people such as our NBA young boys. No disrespect. But let me go ahead and put it out there. We can celebrate people like our Lil Yachty's, our Tekashi 6ix9ines. Some people saying, who is that? I'm just naming a couple of young rappers, right? We can celebrate that. Because we're looking at what they're gaining in finances, but what they're losing in souls. Think y'all hear me?
Yes.
Your breakthrough is in your deliverance. You don't have a problem following something that you think is right. But here's the thing. How would you know what is right if you don't know what is God?
Amen.
You wouldn't see a problem with it, and you wouldn't see that you need a breakthrough, because we start to say stuff like this. Now, didn't the Bible tell us to test every spirit next to the spirit?
Yeah.
Every, right? Okay, cool. So we start to say what everybody do. Everybody tell a little white lie. Well, everybody sin. So since everybody else do it, we don't think that we need to be set free from it, because that's the norm.
Right.
In other words, why do I need to be rescued from fornication when everybody else do it?
Yes. So true.
So we set our foundation, we set our boundary, we set our standard based on what everybody else do. Let me show you what breakthrough is. Breakthrough is when I live in the hood and don't care what everybody else in the hood is doing, to the extent that I'm going to set my standard based on what God gave me through vision and empower me. And so now my breakthrough is in my deliverance. In other words, when I got delivered from the normalcy, the norm of being like everybody else in the hood that went to work, clocked in, you know, ate, slept, went to work, clocked in, ate, slept. See, when I broke that, y'all don't hit me yet. When I broke that, what I can do, what I can do, when I was delivered from that, what I can do is change the nature of the hood, one person at a time, starting with me. In other words, it wasn't go to work, da-da, and then do this. Go to work, da-da, then didn't do this. No, it's praise God. It's love for God. It's like they don't want me to have, but I'm going to go get that and some. Because my breakthrough is in my deliverance. In other words, you see, the normalcy.
Yeah.
Huh? The normalcy is makes us, it keeps us in bondage. Because everybody else, so all it takes is one. Now watch this. We say it all the time, right? All it takes is one. So when somebody gets their breakthrough, somebody else will get a breakthrough. Because they'll say, hold on, that's not the norm that we are beneath. Lord have mercy, somebody don't believe. That's not the norm that I have to struggle. That's not the norm that I live in the hood and I got to have trash and see people throw. No, that's not the norm. So when God, see, your breakthrough is in your deliverance. When you get delivered from what you see with your eyes, then you can get receive your breakthrough. Watch where I'm about to go with this. What we always say, two people you need to be delivered from. Oh, look at that. Your breakthrough is in your deliverance, deliverance, delivered from. Your two people you need to be delivered from is from people and from who else? Yourself.
Amen.
See, we forgot about that, right? You need to be delivered, one, from people. People have you in bondage. Your mama have you in bondage. No disrespect, mama. Your daddy have you in bondage. No disrespect, daddy. You somebody's mama or daddy. You got your child in bondage. Stop giving them your standard and start giving them God's standard and watch how much further they go in life. You are the boy, they downfall. If your words are not God's words, you are keeping them in bondage. You know why? When your child say, I don't want to disappoint my mom or my daddy, you got them children in bondage. My daughter would never. Ms. LaTanya, your daughter should never. I'm telling y'all, you want to see a breakthrough, you better get delivered. Deliver them from you.
Amen.
Baby, don't try and please mom and daddy. Please God. Y'all willing to do that? Oh, we still got our kids in bondage. We want our kids to please us, make mama, make daddy happy. But they ain't making God happy. Why? You don't have a heaven nor hell to put them in. Why would you want them to make you happy?
Indeed.
Come on, we got to talk about it. Let's preach, huh? Let's preach. If we going to really talk about it, the only reason why you said make me happy because somebody told you to make them happy. And it wouldn't be. Lord, have mercy. Steve, look at your normal. Your breakthrough is in your deliverance. When you get delivered from people, not you giving these kids, you making these kids figure this thing out as opposed to teaching it to them. You know, it's one thing to figure something out. It's another thing to teach it to somebody. But people who make kids figure it out is because they either, one, don't know it themselves, or two, you're trying to see them kids fail.
Amen.
Because when you don't want them to figure it out, you give them the tools of life and what they need. If the tools in life don't come through God, you're keeping them kids in bondage.
Yes, sir.
Go get that job so you can take care of mama. Go get that, make God proud. The reason why you say make God proud, I thought you had a breakthrough. You got delivered. Because see, making you proud, is external. Making God proud, I'm sorry. You can't make God proud. The only thing you can do is please him. Because remember, love is not proud. See, God don't stick his chest out. when you get there, he's just been waiting. It's on to the next one. Oh, oh, you think I'm lying? God said, Jesus, to whom my son I am well pleased. But did you think it stopped at Jesus? If it stopped at Jesus, why then did he create us? It's on to the next one, Jesus. All you did, Jesus, was you showed them the breakthrough because you was delivered. Jesus was delivered from people and himself. Remember he said, Father, will you pass this bitter cup? He had to get delivered from himself. In other words, let me remove my standard and then let me put your standard in. He got delivered from himself, and you know Jesus was delivered from people. I am who you say I am.
Yes.
Huh? But watch the breakthrough. Now, why do you think it's called Christian? Christ followers, Christ-like. In other words, follow the leader. If God be in you, how can you not follow suit with him when he is your norm? The problem is we still have the hood mentality norm. We don't see it. We don't believe it, so we can't become it. So now, watch this. We don't have breakthrough because we have not been delivered from what we see. So we walk by faith and not by sight. But see, the flip side of that is that we walk by sight and not by faith. If you walk by faith, if you believe in God, the Bible says faith without works is dead. So you should understand that. It ain't good enough just to believe in God since you believe in God. See, if you really believe in God, you know there is another scripture that says, my belief without my actions is dead to God. So we understand that deliverance ain't just about what we say. Deliverance is about how we live. How can I keep on doing the same repetitive things and talk about I have been delivered?
Yes, sir.
So you telling me, y'all willing to put y'all life on the line? You willing to put your life on the line? Huh? And bet it up?
Yes, indeed.
Huh? Like they say, bet money, no, bet life. Huh?
Amen.
You willing to bet your life?
Amen.
That the Israelites was delivered and they went around the same wilderness for 40 years? You call that deliverance? So hold on. So when we say, I'm still under construction, you call this deliverance? You know what that's like? That's like the stuff you done heard. A man tell you, hey, baby, I'm separated. I'm going through a divorce. Negro, until you get divorced, don't holler at me. In other words, some of us okay with going through divorce. We're okay with the separation part. See, just because somebody gave you something that sounded good, and they see, you know you match it up, right? You match it up on how they look with you, whatever you deem to be valuable, their money, their finances, what they can do for you, you value that. See, so we line it up. So the better they look, the more we believe. The more they can do, the more we believe. Because then we'll shut some of them down and say, shoot, you crazy. Only because he don't look good, he can't offer you nothing, something like that. Oh, but the more tempting it is, the more understanding you are, huh?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Look what I'm trying to show you. Being under construction is just like being separated. Under construction don't mean that you're about to go God's way. Separated don't mean that they're about to get a divorce. Separated meaning they can still get it together. You separated from, oh, Lord, y'all don't want to hear it. I'm going to still tell it. Aren't you separated from God when you're sinning? That don't mean that God has divorced you. That don't mean that he has let you go. You separated. That means we got a chance to get it right. Woo! Since nobody knew the definition of separation, I don't know who gave the modern-day definition to the sinners. That's why, because somebody wants to keep you in bondage. The devil wants to keep you in bondage. All of a sudden, separation means, that's the first step. No, separation means we split up, but we still married.
Amen.
I don't care what that paper say. If we believe in God and God, Donald Trump and my president, God is, well, good. Since God's your president, how is it that a piece of paper or a little time apart makes you not legally married? I ain't legally. Negro, you married if God say you married. It's mighty funny how people have yet to be delivered. I thought that our rescue came from God. Mm. So now all of a sudden a piece of paper is what makes you divorced. You are, not even C-R-A-Z-Y, K-R-A-Z-Y. You can't be teetering and tottering. People are so hypocritical because people have yet to be delivered. How is it that your president is not Donald Trump and God is your president, but God is not the author of the last final say to your divorce? You say the paper is.
Mm.
Don't you know you can sign a piece of paper and say you divorced and God say not? Hello?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, no, I'm gonna make it personal for people. Watch this. Your breakthrough is in your deliverance. When you don't want to believe what the doctor say, you don't care what they say on a piece of paper. Nah.
Amen.
Nah.
Amen.
When you don't believe what the school say about your child, you go up there and fight for it, right? You don't care what they say on a piece of paper.
That's
it's right.
Right.
How we reject those things. We don't believe in those things. The devil is a lie when it's something that we don't want. But when it's something we want, let anybody amen it, co-sign it, and we good with it.
Yes.
Boy, you don't think we need a deliverance?
Yes, we do.
You need to be delivered from people, and you also, the biggest of the two, the larger of the two, the more enormous of the two, is that you need to be delivered from yourself. Your breakthrough is in being delivered from people and being delivered from yourself. Until you get that, you will not fully experience breakthrough. And do understand, I say fully, because God does allow us. Why do you think he reigns on the just as well as the unjust? He's trying to pull you in.
Yes.
Huh? Hello? If we're doing the same old, that means we have yet to be delivered. When you are delivered, didn't the thing say deliver us from evil?
Eva. Mm-hmm.
Boom. Yeah. When you have been delivered from something, what does this mean to you, Ms. Latong?
Being delivered from something means that I've been set free. I'm no longer in bondage to it.
And what does that mean? I know that sounds good, but go ahead and break that down. When you have been set free and no longer in bondage.
Set free meaning that we can actually, you know, go forward in the things that God has planned for our life, has willed for our life. So we can go forward walking boldly in faith, because we say that we walk by faith. That's what Christians are to do. But we can actually walk in that. So when we're going through something, it doesn't matter what it looks like. Some people may say, well, how is it that you can smile after all that you've been through? Well, that's because I've been set free, because I believe in the power of God. I know what he's capable of. And I've also, you know, I've seen him working in other people's lives. And we can also look back. One of the things that helps me as we talk about this.
There you go. There you go. Control it. I just asked you a simple question.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Being set free, being delivered. Do understand now. Okay, let me give you a scripture. The Bible says in Psalm 34:17, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles.
Yes.
Your cry for help does not have to be, you know, when people say stuff like, all you have to do is call on the name Jesus. That's for the babies. I said it. The reason why I said it, because I don't want people to direct anything else toward nobody else to come to me. I said it. Jesus. So you mean to tell me you can live a life of carnality, sin, foolishness, and you call on Jesus and everything all right? Watch this. You wouldn't even understand everything else all right, because you don't know what deliverance is. You don't know what break. How? Just by calling the name Jesus. See, I could have been. Listen, you call on Jesus other times too. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. See what's the difference? Well, Mr. Carter, no. Didn't the Bible say, you know, do not call on the name of God? Don't play with the name of God in vain?
That's right. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we sacrilegious. Boy, people be sacrilegious.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do. If calling on Jesus is all you. Hold on. Can somebody just call on you who haven't invested and put in work and their heart ain't right?
No, sir.
Hey, cool. That means, for one, he said the righteous. When the righteous cry out for help, crying out for help don't mean that you move your mouth.
Right.
You know, your spirit man can be vexed. Your spirit man can be crying out for help. Huh? I need a breakthrough, God.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yes, indeed.
But the righteous meaning Christ-like. At least by mind.
Right.
The Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. He delivers them out of their troubles. In other words, they experience a breakthrough. How do they experience a breakthrough? It's all mental.
Yes.
It becomes mental. It's all mental. A lot of people, God have answered their prayers and delivered them, but they still don't view it as deliverance.
Yes.
See, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in a fiery furnace. They was delivered, although they physically was in a furnace, mentally they was in God's hand. See?
Yes.
The outside circumstance may not change, but God needs you to be the man on the inside. Because God needs you to go through what others deem to be trouble in order for them to come out of bondage. In other words, they need, remember the Bible says he will meet you where you are. In other words, you're not the only person he said that to. He said this to people worldwide. Why do you think it's important that you live according to the Bible, be a living epistle of the word? In other words, you should be the Bible that they never have to physically open, but they just physically see. The Bible says we, meaning Christians, walk by faith. Watch this, y'all. Your breakthrough is in your deliverance. You think you're the only one needing breakthrough? You should. See, when you have your breakthrough, when you get delivered, what you start to do is you start to be the blessing and not ask, Lord. You start to be the blessing and not ask, oh, Lord, and not ask for one. In other words, somebody needs to see it. This is why Jesus came. Why do you think he said what the world wouldn't do, he had to send Jesus to do? This is why we're no longer under the law, if you didn't understand it. We're under grace and mercy. We're under Jesus' blood, in other words. By the blood of Jesus. You know how grandmama and mama said and daddy and granddaddy said, you know, I plead the blood of Jesus over you. You're covered by the blood. In other words, what they're trying to tell you is you're no longer under a law. You're under grace and mercy. But the problem is we have never, people haven't been delivered yet to understand what grace and mercy is all about. So watch this. If you understood the blood, you would then therefore share yours for him. In other words, this life is not yours. When you have been delivered from yourself, you will understand that it's not about you gaining, it's about you giving.
Yes, amen.
Everybody want to call on somebody else. Your pastor, your mama, your daddy, Mr. Carr, you. Yeah, everybody want to call on everybody else to feed them. But who are you feeding?
Yes, sir. Amen.
You know how many times my phone rings? Now, this is going to make people mad because then they're going to start calling good. Watch this. And asking questions. But you're talking about deliverance? You're talking about a breakthrough? They want to be fed, but they never feed back. I know this is a full-grown ministry, right? Take it as you may. It don't matter what people, I told you, when you get delivered from yourself and people, the other part is people. You think you care what people, you think I care what people say?
No, sir.
Glad you know that. What church you go to Sunday morning breakfast, I don't know what that is. You don't know what God is. You only know the name. You really think I care about a ministry title? I really don't care about Sunday morning breakfast title. It's about who's in it, meaning God. You go to the physical building and still can't get on it. Okay, cool. We good with that, right? All right. But you know how many times I get called. As if this is a 1-800 line.
Yes.
I'm going to leave that one alone. I ain't going to go there.
Yes,
I'm just telling you about deliverance, though. I'm not going to go there. Y'all hear me?
Oh, yes.
Your breakthrough is in your deliverance. When we get delivered from self, therefore, we must become the blessing that people need to see. Y'all see how I opened it up with coming out of the hood? We wait for everybody else to make it. That means we have yet to experience the deliverance. You know, because if God bless them, he can bless me. So when God says, he'll meet you where you are, in other words, we walk by faith, not by sight. That means the world walks by sight. Therefore, he's going to give them something to tangible see. In other words, the righteous are delivered when they cry. They deliver from troubles. That means God needs to let them see trouble. If they didn't view it as trouble, how could they ever come out of something that they never viewed as trouble? Remember, I clearly said, if you don't view it as a problem, you'll never get delivered from it. So he creates trouble. Y'all missing it. Oh, Lord, I love it. Listen, if they didn't view it as trouble, how would they come out of something they don't view as a problem? So God creates trouble in your life because you can come out of it. If there was no, Lord, and you got mad that God was creating, God, why I got all these troubles? The reason why, one of the reasons why you got troubles is God needs you to go through the wilderness, Jesus. God needs you to go through life, Jesus, because when you go through life and get delivered, when you, oh, Lord, when you come out of it, when you're no longer shackled by people's mentality and what people expect of you, when you're no longer in bondage about their expectations, when you're no longer in bondage to money, see, when you can overcome that, Jesus, then they can, the ones who really following you. You understand that the reason, a part of the reason why you go through troubles is so that you can go through it, because if you don't go through it and come out on the other side, who will be the example?
Amen.
They don't open their Bibles. I will meet people where they are. You thought you was the only one that God would meet where they are? The reason why you work hard because you saw granddaddy work hard. See, it's more to it than that. Granddaddy was a Bible that you didn't understand.
Yes.
He inspired you. My mama inspired you. My mama inspired me. My daddy inspired me. You know what? The word of God was inspired by God. You didn't even catch that, did you? In other words, he gave. See, I love my granddad. That was the good old days when men were strong and they got up and worked and, you know, they took care of. See, look how I inspired you. Because you wasn't spiritually adept. What God did was he physically showed you. He met you where you were. And because of that, you're no longer lazy. Look at that. We walk by faith, not by sight. That's us. But they walk by sight, not by faith. That's them. That don't mean that God is going to throw them away. That means they need a breakthrough. Huh? Their breakthrough is in their deliverance. Shouldn't you be the one delivering? I do believe that UPS, FedEx, the mail, your local postal service, they deliver packages to you. I don't think that you, in other words, shouldn't you be working for a spiritual FedEx? Spiritual UPS? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Spiritual Post's office, shouldn't you be that person? Because when you give them a delivery, they can't deny it. In other words, you can always say, God, I did deliver it to them. They got deliverance. How? They saw my lifestyle. They saw what was deemed to be trouble. It was called trouble in their eyes, but it wasn't trouble to me. It was called necessary. Remember, this life that I have is not my own, so I don't mind going through troubles because if I go through troubles and I come out, they'll follow suit.
Mm-hmm.
Your breakthrough is in your deliverance. In other words, I need the trouble to deliver them because otherwise they wouldn't believe.
Yes.
Oh, have mercy.
Amen.
Who's going to believe you when it's easy? Who's going to believe you when it's something they're going to do? Why would it be King James LeBron? Why would it be King James LeBron? Why would it be the King James LeBron if it was easy? If everybody else could do it, he wouldn't be called king. But you call him king because he do stuff that is not the norm.
Right.
But watch this. That's King James. God said he's the King of Kings, so he always breaks the norm. He always breaks your normalcy. This is why he was born in a manger, because he was born in the lowest of the low. I'm talking about beneath the hood. The manger was like a junkyard. God, your Savior, was born in a manger. Look at how he was, oh, yeah, look at his breakthrough now. Because he was born in a manger, what, you thought he wasn't God? No, he created trouble. He created the trouble around him. Huh? Watch this. Because otherwise you wouldn't believe. Why do you think he was born in the manger but died on the cross?
Yeah.
If Jesus had never got on a cross and was crucified, beaten on, spit on, and lied, why do you think you always say they talked about Jesus? What you're saying is, if he made it through, I can make it through. Did you see that breakthrough?
Yes.
You don't even understand. Look at how you got delivered, because you say, well, if he was spit on and lied on, they lied on Jesus. Look at your mentality. See how you got your breakthrough?
Yes, sir.
The reason why he was born in the manger, the reason why he died on the cross, is all because of us. He had to go through trouble. Why do you think the Bible is so effective? Because he said every sin known to, in other words, he overcame it all. Had he not overcome it all, what kind of deliverance could we have? What kind of breakthrough could we have if we didn't see, because we can always petition him and say, God, you never went through what I went through. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Never went through somebody breaking your heart. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? You never went through somebody lying on you. Yes, he did. You see the breakthrough? But here's the problem. You won't see it until you get in it. See, if we don't understand the Word of God, if we don't read the Word of God, if we don't live the Word of God, how can it become our standard? If we don't do that, we'll start throwing everybody else under the bus and talking about what everybody else, and you don't know what it is.
Yes.
I'm serious. That'll become our standard. You don't know what it is for God to keep on putting you through hell and high water. You know, that's what we start to say. You don't know what it is for to experience people fussing at you. Whew. Huh? As if you're the only one. Shoot, I would rather a man or a woman fussing me than God fussing me. Ow. Ow. So do you know what it is for God to fuss at you? Ow.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Your breakthrough is in your deliverance. How many people can really honestly say, getting ready to close, that you have been delivered from people?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you trying to please? Oh, yeah, I said people. Are you trying to please your kids? You're not delivered. Hmm? You trying to please your boss? You're not delivered. I'm talking about people. Anything else that moves.
Yeah.
That God created.
Mm-hmm.
That's blessed blood. I like you. Huh?
Yes.
Trying to please your mama, grandmama? Trying to please your pastor? Your boss? Trying to please your husband or your wife? Huh? Hmm. Hmm. Now, you don't have to openly say it, y'all, because a lot of times we too smart nowadays to say, you know, I'm trying to please people. Hmm? As a matter of fact, what we say, success is the greatest form of revenge. That means you're trying to please or prove to someone that you're worth. Lord, have mercy. That means you have yet to be delivered. Your whole lifestyle is about being important. What you mean being important to whom? God already knows you're important. So who are you trying to be important to? See, that means you have yet to be delivered from people. And see, if you're not delivered from people, you're still in bondage. Whatever you are not delivered from has you in bondage. If you're not delivered from alcohol, it has you in bondage. If you're not delivered from gossip, it has you in bondage. If you're not delivered from ESPN, it has you in bondage. If you're not delivered from Days of Our Lives, it has you in bondage. If you're not delivered from the bowling alley, it has you in bondage.
Amen.
Heaven can never have you in bondage. It's called being free, but it still has rules.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's from people. And I told you the big of the two is being delivered from yourself. What I think, what I feel. Not everybody who say that. And I told you I'm built for this. I cringe when I hear pastors say, well, I feel the whole, boy, stop. Boy, y'all know I'm the one. Y'all, I promise. Listen, I would love to have a one-on-one with any of them. I don't care. I'll bring the word of God in there. We say we're supposed to be teaching. Since when has God ever been about a feeling? I feel the Holy Spirit. No, you don't feel nothing with God. Is you going to obey or you not?
Amen.
So now when you say you feel, why you think your doggone flock, your congregation feel too?
Yes.
Don't come around with you, Dad. I have a daughter. She know not to pray with me talking about some feelings. Huh? Because does it matter if you are somebody's boss based on how they feel? And if they keep on feeling like they can't go to work, you're going to fire them, right? So money, when it comes to money, it don't matter about how you feel, even if you don't like that person, huh? So why do you play with God like that? Money will make you act right. But God won't. That's because money your master. And God said you're going to serve one and hate the other. And I call him a liar. I'm just showing you deliverance. I told you people, let me show you yourself. So every time we say, I feel like, well, Mr. Carr, God gave us feelings. See, I'm about to hang up, baby. I know the truth will draw you or drive you. Huh? It's going to draw you. You know, people come to your house. I mean, you better change that attitude, not up in mine. Because as far as me and my house, huh? You came here for a service. You came here to get us something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you really think the doctor care about what you are? If you came to see the doctor, you better ship up. The doctor ain't changing.
Amen.
The God in me ain't changing. See, this is why people run off. Because I'm not budging. If you're going to be stubborn, you better be stubborn in God. And stubborn in God says, I'm unwavering, I'm unchanging, I'm immovable. Remember, the Bible says the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Remember, the Bible says the word of God is uncompromising. Ain't no compromising over here. It's God's word or no word.
Yes. Amen.
You follow me?
Yes,
so since we're stuck on feelings, that means you have yet to be delivered from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because when you feel like and you operate in your feelings, watch this, that means you are your God. It don't matter what God says because you're going to operate by how you feel.
Yes.
Ooh-wee. Now watch this, Miss LaTanya. Feelings are just like thinking. Don't you know that you can think and still be wrong? Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
Until you get delivered, but we're going to ride with it. That means we are still in bondage. Didn't you hear the Bible says? Why do you think he says, before you take up your cross and follow me, you must first deny yourself? In other words, when you want a breakthrough, if you want to be delivered, you need to let go of how you feel, what you think. Lean not to your own understanding. How many times he got to tell you this?
Mm.
How you feel and what you think matters not. A child can think, but that don't mean they can outthink the parent. So since we're a child of God, how is it that we think we can outthink and outfeel God?
Yes.
He tells you what not to lean. Lean not into your own understanding, but look at the conjunction. Now he's giving you what to lean on. See, he didn't just tell you what not to do. He told you what to do.
Yes.
If you want a breakthrough, but we got to get delivered from ourselves. I feel like. I think. What does it matter you think? Thinking and knowing are two different things.
It is.
Do you know it to be true? Or are you willing to risk your whole soul on it? Meaning heaven and hell? You willing to risk it? Because I don't want you to half step now. Because if you know it to be true, go all in. Don't be talking about I know it's true, but you only want to put a dollar on a, put your life on the line. Since you know it to be true. Ooh, Mr. LaTanya, you get deep.
He does.
Uh-huh. Don't play no game. Since you want to go all in, say, God, I know this truth, and I'm willing to put heaven and hell on the line. If I'm lying, I take send me to hell. Go ahead and put it on the line.
Yes.
And mean it when you say it now. When Mr. Carr ain't that serious, that means your lie ain't that serious either. So stop spreading. Because, see, when you don't want to go all in with it, that means you know it ain't right. You just want to be right. I told you, you need to be delivered from yourself. Until you get delivered from yourself, you will not have a proper breakthrough. See, when it becomes God's life, we just say that. But when you really mean this life that I have is not my own, when you really mean it, you don't even care how you think. Because if it's not for me, I can only do with what the person who it's for, I can only do what they want me to do with it. I'm just holding it. I can't do this. They wanted me, this their product, that's my brother milk into my refrigerator. I can't get it to you. If I had milk, I'd give it to you.
Yes.
So since this life that I have is not my own, why are we not yet delivered from ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't God say put no other idols before him? That means you are still your own idol because you think of yourself as highly. I don't understand. I know the Bible said the people in the world don't understand the things of God. So you got to get delivered from yourself. How can you get delivered from yourself? And look, my people told me that if you can't love yourself, you can't love. You got to love yourself enough to crucify yourself.
Amen.
Somebody said suicide. No, it ain't suicide. It's a great thing that you're separating yourself from your own ways. Loving yourself don't mean you putting you first. Loving yourself means I put God first and I'm nowhere in the picture. That's what true loving yourself means.
Yes.
Because how can I love something I don't own?
Amen.
If you own it, tell me when you clocking out. Tell me when you was going to be born. I know the doctor says some people premature. So if you own it, you should be controlling this, right? Oh, good. I'm glad I caught you in that lie. So stop saying you own it, and you don't. Since you don't own it, why would you love yourself first? You don't own it. Who is you, as they would say? Who is you? Who are you?
Yes.
You're nothing without God. Right? Cool. That means, why would I love me before I love him? No, I love God. And if you truly love God, being delivered from yourself is easy. Because I can never follow my rules. I can never follow my ways. I can never follow my thoughts when I don't own my life. Let's just go ahead and pray, Ms. Latonya. Let's pray.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning at this hour to say thank you, dear Lord. Father, we thank you for just allowing your word to penetrate our hearts, dear God, so that we can be filled with your knowledge, dear Father. We ask that you would just help us to continue to grow in you, dear God. We thank you right now for the healing, the deliverance, and the restoration that's going to take place in our lives, dear God. We ask that you will just help us to be a blessing to each and every person that you place in our path, dear God, so that they can see you in and throughout our lives, dear God, as we walk in obedience to you, dear Father. We thank you always for providing this platform so that we can be fed, dear God, but also so that we can continue to grow in you, dear Father. We thank you for our leader. We ask that you will just strengthen him wherever he's weak, dear God, and just keep us all connected as one. We thank you and we praise you in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
All right, y'all, make sure, because y'all know I'm a connoisseur of words. It's not the deliverance that's going to take place. It's the deliverance that needs to take place. I said need because it's all in your hands. That needs to take place now. The same word can go out to 100 people and only 2 receive it. You know why? Because 2 believe it. That means they live in it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about it's going to take place, you're at a loss already. That means you're waiting. You know how when you get tired in a relationship and say, no, you need to make a decision right now. And they say, no, I'm going to get it right. No, you better, I need to know right now. Why would you wait on deliverance when it's right there? All you got to do is sign off on it.
Amen.
See, when people say it's gonna, that means they ain't ready yet. And when you say it's gonna, when I'm gonna get married, I'm about to get married, that means any heathen, any guy that wanted you, he about to shoot his best shot. That means he still got a chance. Y'all better stop playing with them gonnas and go ahead and do it.
Indeed.
That's not nothing to play with. Well, I'm going to get right. I'm going to get right, God. See, God has the right to walk off on you. You know, just because you're at a point in your life where you're going to get right, that don't mean that God is there. You know how it go in relationships, right? Just because somebody say, you know, hey, I'm just going through something and I'm going to be right in a second, that don't mean you got to wait around on them. That's where they are. That's not where you are.
Yeah.
Who says you had to wait around on them? It's just like a job opportunity. Just because you just graduated, that job opportunity closed last month. They didn't have to wait around on you, did they? Okay. Oh, I just want to make it clear, though. I just want to make it clear. Because, see, that's a game being played. If God said, and he did, if you deny me before men, I'm going to deny you before my Father. See, the same time that you take and talk about God, I'm going to get right. See, when God starts, and you be wondering why God don't answer my prayers, why you don't answer his? You said to him you was going to get it right, so he going to answer when he won't answer. So why you mad? Well, why you get mad at God, though, when this is what you fed God? Some people call it karma. It's called reaping and sowing. I don't believe in karma. It's called reaping and sowing. Huh? But we get mad at God and talking about, well, why God? Well, why you said I'm gone? Y'all have a great day. We'll see you later on this evening.
Bye-bye.